From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military says one service member was killed and three were wounded in a raid targeting al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command said 14 fighters from the local al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. A U.S. military aircraft involved in the operation was disabled following a hard landing, resulting in an additional U.S. injury. The copter was destroyed. The military operation occurred in Baida province. A federal court is challenging U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven countries, judged to harbor people most threatening to the U.S. security. Late Saturday, U.S. District Judge Ann Donnelly in New York issued an emergency order that temporarily bars the deportation of people who had been detained after landing at U.S. airports with valid visas. The order also bars the detention of anyone with an approved refugee application. But a spokesman for President Trump told reporters on the Fox News Channel that the court order does not bar the executive order. A number of refugees, green card holders, students, and workers have been detained at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the United States. U.S. lawmakers are speaking out for and against the immigration restrictions. Democrat Charles Schumer said he would introduce legislation to overturn the executive orders. At airports in New York, Washington, and San Francisco, and other cities, large crowds of protesters gathered. Judges in four U.S. states are trying to block the presidential order. This is VOA News.